This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday postponed a trip to China just hours before he was set to depart. He changed his plans 2 days after a high-altitude Chinese surveillance balloon was discovered flying over U.S. airspace. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did, in fact, belong to China. The spokesperson said it was a civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. But the Pentagon and the State Department disagree with that explanation.
Yesterday, the Department of Defense announced that we had detected and were tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that remains over the continental United States. We continue to track and monitor the balloon closely. We're confident this is a Chinese surveillance balloon.
Blinken was speaking with reporters Friday afternoon in Washington. China's foreign ministry said early on Saturday, China time, that the flight of a Chinese airship over the United States was an accident. It accused U.S. politicians and media of taking advantage of the situation to discredit China. The group of seven rich nations, the European Union and Australia, have set price caps for Russian diesel and other refined petroleum products to keep markets supplied while limiting Moscow's revenues when an EU embargo kicks in. The EU measure, which takes effect on February 5th, follows an earlier EU embargo on Russian seaborne crude for which the G7 and Australia set a crude price cap at $60 per barrel. Starting on Sunday, the coalition aims to punish Russia over its invasion of Ukraine almost a year ago by depriving it of revenue from its oil exports while averting a surge in prices that could occur if Russian oil stopped flowing to global markets. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Another Memphis police officer has lost his job in connection with the fatal beating of an unarmed motorist. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
A sixth Memphis officer has been fired after an internal police investigation showed he violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols. Preston Hemphill had been suspended as he was investigated for his role in the January 7th arrest of Nichols, who died in a hospital 3 days later. Five Memphis officers have already been fired and charged with second-degree murder. On body camera video from the initial stop, Hemphill is heard saying that he used a stun gun against Nichols and that he hoped other officers would stop Nichols. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. president says he's got proof that his economic plan is working. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Not only were 517,000 jobs added last month, President Biden says some 12 million have been created since he took office.
That's the strongest 2 years of job growth in history by a long shot.
And he adds, as jobs continue to go up, inflation is slowly coming down.
As inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
It's all positive news to talk about during next week's State of the Union.
The State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Burkina Faso's military leader said Friday that there was no break in diplomatic relations with France and denied Russian Wagner mercenaries were in the country. Former colonial power France had special forces based in Ouagadougou, but its presence had come under intense scrutiny as anti-French sentiment in the region grows. Paris has withdrawn its ambassador to Burkina Faso over the junta's demands. And speaking to Burkinabe journalists in a televised interview on Friday, Ibrahim Traore denied there were mercenaries from the Russian Wagner group deployed in Burkina Faso, even as the junta has nurtured ties with Moscow. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and other government officials held their first meeting Friday with Tigrayan leaders since a November peace deal. The Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation said the two sides evaluated actions carried out on the implementation of the Pretoria and Nairobi peace agreements and discussed issues that need further attention. Under the terms of the peace agreements, the TPLF agreed to disarm and reestablish the authority of the federal government in return for the restoration of access to Tigray. The region was largely cut off from the outside world during the two-year war. And Britain's defense ministry said Friday that the Wagner Group's recruitment of convicts has dropped significantly. That, again, is the private company aiding Russian soldiers in the fight in Ukraine. The ministry said the Russian Federal Penal Service experienced a decrease of just 6,000 inmates since November. Marissa Melton, VOA News.